Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But you're setting me up perfectly, like a great Stockton to Malone. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay,
what you got?
So, the NBA, their season's underway, and most teams have played 10, 11, or 12 games.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, a lot of these players in our league have already missed games. So if you played like 11 games and you've missed three, that projects to under 60 total games.
Wow. Okay, gotcha. All right.
So I just made a list of guys.
No way.
Who already this season are on a pace to not even play 60 games.
Oh, man.
All right. I hate to do this, but Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Joel Embiid, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Jamal Murray, Maxey, Jaylen Brown, Scott Barnes, RJ Barrett, Quickly, Boncaro, Zion Williamson, CJ McCollum, Trey Murphy, DeJounte Murray, Ja Morant, Desmond Bain, Marcus Smart, Jaren Jackson Jr., Chris Middleton, Aaron Gordon, PJ Washington.
You gotta stop soon.
Lively, Derek Lively, Maxi Kleba, Nick Claxton, Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Miller, Lauri Markkanen, Nembhard, Nesmith, DeAndre Hunter.
Wow, man.
Bogdanovich, Kuzma, Sochan, Shaedon Sharpe, Robert Williams, Ben Simmons.
Where's Jamal Murray?
He's hurt.
He's hurt. Right, but he ain't on that list.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
I said Murray.
All right.
Murray's missed 4 of 11 games this year.
So some of those, like
that's pretty good.
DeJounte, now that's great. Yeah. But he's got a broken hand. Some are legit.
I'm not saying they're.
Okay,
I'm lumping them all in together.
That's bad news,
I'm
man.
I'm lumping them all in together.
And Philly, and I'm watching the Sixers last night on TV, and George and Embiid are just sitting there like it's almost like they're playing. It's not. This is. I don't know how you cure it, man.
650 says we get it.
Okay.
Dude, is that an unbelievable
that
list?
That was about 20, 30 people.
Oh, Porzingis. Forgot him. Dude, hasn't played this year.
And I'm getting more upset.
It's an extrapolation
bad,
sensation. Thank
and you
much.
Got the cup going on with Durant. All the stars nowhere near coming. And the Studebaker that is, I'm about to put a big rat on the table. I called him rerun. He lost weight. But I can make a case that the Pelicans would have beat the Lakers when he almost was about to go for 50 in a playoff game at home. And the last 2 minutes of the game, Steiny, with the lead, he walked off with a blown hammy. This dude might just be chronically hurt. Like, this is just what it is. Enjoy him while he can play. But, man, Steiny, I'm telling you, it's not even selfish. The league is infected.
530 just said, why was Steiny naming off NBA players? I just named all the players out there that are projecting to play less than 60 games. I understand it's early, but that's kind of makes it even worse.
No doubt.
Like, that makes it almost more troubling.
Who was on SiriusXM radio, and they said,
I don't care about a guy from SiriusXM.
It's phenomenal.
What about me?
But this is about that.
Okay. Forgot Wiseman.
And I'll never forget. Well, I'll never forget. I was out and I tuned into you and Evan, me and Norm, going to the doctor's appointment, and you guys talked about the joke that was training camp. The guy, the NBA head, was saying maybe that's why these dudes are getting so hurt, because they treat training camp like it's nothing. Back in the day, you practiced before you even went to preseason like it was a season. Anything to that?
I'm not sure.
It's bad. What do you do if you're Adam Silver? Seriously. This is not cool.
No, it isn't cool
at all.
And
I played Warriors World and Sheed.
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm playing fantasy basketball, and everybody, out, injured, out,
serves you right.
Injured.
Serves you right. You shouldn't play fantasy basketball.
I did baseball, so I can do anything. I do feel like a real manager, though, Stoney. There's just something about setting that lined up. Dude, you're in the playoffs for
the
fantasy
thing,
football. Let's keep it real. I'm fourth, Carter first.
Here's the
and
thing.
And you're
dude.
Sixth.
Here's the thing, dude.
Big game.
In your mind, you think it makes you feel like a coach.
I swear it does.
The reality is
/ general manager.
The real feeling you have has nothing to do with what a real head coach does. So though you're feeling like a coach, actually feeling something that has nothing to do with what an actual head coach does.
Dude, when I'm doing, and I don't get the results, Carter, I yank guys out of the starting lineup, that feeling you get of your ass is going to the bench.
Brees Hall.
It's incredible. It's a high. You're doing it right now with fantasy. You ever see the boss walk past the window, but his head's down? I'm like, man, is he happy with the show?
Exactly. And you know what? I'd go up to him like Debo Samuel and be like, keep your head up. We're all right. We're all right.
I can't believe he said Pepper overreacted. Oh, man. That hadn't been Bosa, Debo. Hey, they're fine. Everybody was equal, but get in where you fit in, too short.
I'll tell you what, let's jump into, let's go to Dawn in Sunnyvale. She wants to chime in here real quick on Debo.
Hey. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
No, I mean, Pepper's got to know his place. It's just like any workplace, right? There's certain people you just don't touch, right? McCaffrey, Kittle, Debo, they're in a different league.
Yeah.
Tabor's just got to know. I mean, we were just talking about, nobody knows who Tabor Pepper is. No disrespect, but nobody knows who this guy is, right?
Right.
He's just got to know his place. You don't touch Debo Sam.
Thanks, Dawn. Appreciate it.
I was just going to tell Dawn.
She's gone.
I don't want to get political, but isn't that what's wrong with our society?
Well,
it's about rank now, Dawn.
No, but here's what she means.
He's a human.
Here's what she means.
He's got a family.
Here's what she means. Here's what she means.
He didn't touch anybody.
Here's what she means. It would be like
say it.
Reese Beekman.
Oh, wow.
Who's on the Warriors, misses a shot late in a game. And Lindy Waters is trying to, he's his guy, Lindy Waters. And Curry comes out of nowhere and says, keep your head up, Reese, keep your head up. This game's not over. You think, I'll tell you right now, every single person in the Bay Area would say what Curry did was right because he's Steph Curry. She had a point there.
Right, but Stoney, I can't believe
nobody's
you're falling for the okie doke in regard. You really think Debo was whispering sweet nothings?
No, did I say that?
I think it was explicit. Like, he was saying some stuff to where Pepper had.
That's where I'll defer to Kyle Shanahan.
All right.
Because Kyle Shanahan said he wasn't doing that.
But he did say Pepper overreacted, sticking up for his teammate. I would have loved, Carter, I would have said, hey, Steiny overreacted, but I get he was sticking up for his brother.
He did. That essentially. He said everything.
No, there was
he said he shouldn't have punched him. Pepper overreacted. You can't do that today. You know, you can't do that. He covered all his bases.
It was a bad look for the team, though.
Now, and what does it mean right now? No,
exactly. Well, I'll tell you, if they lose 2 of 3, oh, this season was bad. Remember, we put on the film of the Tampa game, they were going at each other. And Debo got to his neck, Steiny. Dude, I'm just telling you.
I'm not usually this guy, but to me, that whole thing is, it's football. Well, it's football. Like, these guys are playing a physical game, and they're emotional. I mean, I'm not saying what Debo did was cool, but, like, it. You know what? It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
And then we move on. Then we move on. Okay, we're a little...
Has there been a radio fight before in the country? Do you think two hosts have just got into it?
Now, that's a great question.
I don't think... not here in the Bay. But I wanted...
I want to say there was one. Like
Mike and Mike did 30 for 30. One was on vacation and came back because he changed the open to the show without him.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Because they changed the opening to the show. But no punches were thrown. We screamed, but never. But I wouldn't even... Yeah.
Yeah,
I could never. Like, the police would come get me if
I
were to
hit you.
Dude,
you did that to a caller yesterday. You started biting your lower lip like this.
Whoa.
And you just attacked him.
Stop it. That was a month ago. Air's been thin in here. But seriously, I wonder, I don't know if you guys know, has there ever been one that was, well,
I'm
YouTube's
sure.
Just been up, what, a couple years. But
I mean, the thing that comes to mind is like the Jim Rome interview with Jim Everett.
And I wonder how staged that was. That made Jimmy.
I don't think it was, believe
you
it or
call
not.
Me that again? He flipped the table over. Yep. Jim was okay, though. Jim Rome.
If you Google this, you know the first thing that comes up?
What?
Is the Jerry Jones stuff from a month ago of him going at the at them at 105
and 3. Oh, gosh.
That wasn't a...
that really was a nothing burger.
Physical altercation.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was a nothing burger, but it is an indication. That's the worst team.
Dude, you text that in a minute. I know when you mean the text.
Dude.
No, it's I appreciated
it. I watched the whole Eagles-Cowboys game. The whole game. And I'm going to tell you two things. The first thing is the Eagles
they tried to give it away,
on Sunday.
They tried to give it away.
They stunk. And the Cowboys stunk so much worse.
I can't take the hook.
It's just unreal.
Cooper Rush, you need to play Trey Lance.
Especially in the red zone.
That's how bad he is. He can't even beat Cooper Rush out.
All right.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We still got a lot to talk about. And
one more segment before the guys come in.
I got a good trivia question for you, Goo. We can talk a little Thursday night football. Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about. This one. I got a strong feeling about, and it involves Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan. All right, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, one more segment here, and we'll be joined by Willard and Dibs on the crossover
goo. The fellas.
And Carter doing a great job.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Now, we've had a lot of fun on this show today, but this is a piece of news that's more serious. I cannot believe this is happening right now after we just did this segment. This is from Anthony Slater of The Athletic, who covers the Golden State Warriors. De'Anthony Melton has a sprained left ACL, the Warriors announced. He is out tomorrow. Further testing and a timetable is coming. He was limping late against the Mavericks, but he finished the game. De'Anthony Melton, sprained left ACL, won't play tomorrow, and a timetable will be coming. This is not good, and the reason it's not good is because it was about 3 days ago that Steve Kerr said, I love Melton in the starting lineup, giving us a defensive presence, and it all kind of plays off that. And so now De'Anthony Melton, who we knew had some back issues, he's got a sprained ACL.
Well, I'm going to shock you and Carter and the listeners because normally I go to panic mode.
Right.
ACL sprains are minor injuries with little to long-term damage to the ligament. Sprains usually heal in 1 to 2 weeks with rest, icing, and over-the-counter pain medication is recommended by your orthopedic specialist. So, I mean, they can range from mild to severe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know how you can just say one game he'll be back, right?
Probably.
Now, they're 3-0 without Steph Curry.
This is De'Anthony Melton.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
So if I'm Moody, I got to be honest. If I'm Pods, this is not good news.
No, not
at all. But now you got to feel like, okay, things are resetting here. My number's going to be called, you know, a lot more frequent. And we hadn't really touched on Pods, Donnie. Like, I don't know why. He's not out for the year. It's not his back. So, you know, maybe he's out a little while. But if we've talked about all year long as they're 9-2, they're deep. They should be able to handle this if it's just a week or two.
They should. But he does some things that no other player on the team can do.
He was their they identified him and it was working. So now So now it's by committee again.
Or Pods, I don't know.
And like I said, Pods is not happy if he is chosen, but Steiny, his season couldn't have started off any worse.
Pods?
Yes. And now this may be, I'm being real, and maybe it was the mask, but the bottom line is 18% from three? Just leaving your feet or doing what you do, trying to create, and now there's like no plan. He might be the biggest beneficiary of this. How about that?
Maybe. I think
we could see him in the starting lineup as soon as tomorrow.
Maybe that gives Lindy Waters a little more runway. Well,
no doubt. Because
he hasn't been playing as much lately.
Man, you just identify him and
De'Anthony Melton sprained ACL.
I didn't see him limping either, did you?
No timetable. Slater said he was limping at the end of the game against the Mavs. He's going to miss tomorrow's game.
He hit the big three before the Curry
flurry. He hit the last bucket before Curry hit the last 12.
Man, it was a big one.
So we'll see how the Warriors handle this.
But as you talk about injuries around the league, I know it's Melton, but
he's on the list.
Did you? Wow.
I mean, he was already on the list because he was out for back injuries. My list of players who are not projected to even play 60 games this year already.
Let's hope that's
Melton's. Melton's one of them. The one thing I would say is And this is what I love. And other people, and I know you're going to take the side of, but what about...
You don't know that.
I know this. Because I know you, Goo. So, Pajemski played a lot last year. And we know about the Warriors saying he was untouchable with Utah. We heard Joe Lacob say he could be a future All-Star. We know they like him, okay? But Steve Kerr has come up with an idea of an 11-man rotation, and you know what? Pods isn't playing as much.
Right.
And I love it. I love it. Because where are the people that were saying, Pods is a golden boy? Oh, Pods was the golden boy. Well, he's not the golden boy.
No.
Now, he may be playing more.
Can you understand how it looked like he was the golden boy?
But he wasn't. He was never that. He was never that.
But a lot of people looked at Pods, that he got different treatment than Kuminga and Moody in the past.
He didn't. He just had more of an opportunity. Mm. But the point is he hasn't been given squat this year, Pajemski.
Wow.
Because, why? Well, because Buddy Hield's been playing pretty well. And because Melton has given him a dimension. So I'm just saying. And look, not just Pajemski, everybody's gonna feel this at some point.
Can I say something to you? I know I can. Do you think the struggles, and it's early, from Pods are now that you made the whiteboard?
Not really.
You don't think it's...
No.
They're like, they're paying more attention to you. They've not figured you out, but okay, you... Hey, you... Stein, we can... Come on, man. He shocked a lot of people, and I'm one of them. I'm just wondering now. He has to make the adjustment to the adjustment, and then we'll find out if he can. But you don't think it has anything to do with they're paying more attention to him?
Well, he's playing less. I mean, he's playing less this year. I mean, to me,
it's how he's playing when he's out there.
I mean, if you're really asking me, to me, the mask is a big deal.
No, I get it.
It is.
Yeah.
And I want to watch him the next 10 games without a mask.
Well, I would tell him, with this news, let's just say Melton misses the next 5 to 6 games, Donnie. And again, I know, Pods, if he's listening, we know you're not throwing a party because of this. But, Donnie, I'd have to tell him, hey, if you want to get this back on track, this would be the most opportune time to start right now. Look like your old self.
All right. So, no D'Anthony Melton tomorrow for the Warriors, and we'll see about, how long he's going to be out. Victor Wembanyama last night, Goo, had 50.
Just, man.
8 for 16 from three-point range. So Wembanyama is something like 20 years old and, I don't know, 200 days.
100 feet tall.
Right. Yeah. So here you go. You want a trivia question?
Yep.
All right. Wembanyama became the fourth youngest player in NBA history to score 50 in a game. Three other players have done it at a younger age. So about 20.
Wow.
But younger. Who are the three players who scored 50 points in a game when they were younger than Wembanyama? One, I think you can get.
And give me
one's,
the...
One's an obvious one to me.
Okay, give
like,
me...
Who would you just expect? You know, all these three guys scored 50 at the age of 20.
Kevin Garnett.
No.
Wow. Damn, Carter. That don't count. The music wasn't cute. All right.
Come on. Use the... One guy...
Under 20.
When he did it.
Okay, yeah.
When they did it.
Kobe.
Nope.
Moses Malone.
Nope. Come on. LeBron.
Oh, damn, Stanley. Yeah. All right,
so
okay.
LeBron did it. One guy.
Under
20. Then there's two other guys.
All right, hold on. I'll give up with fast.
They're going to be tough. I mean, I guess the one is possible.
Give me the decade, then.
One guy still plays and is a really good player, and the other guy probably stopped playing about 10, 12, 15
Kevin
years
Durant.
Ago. Nope.
Westbrook.
Nope. Devin Booker.
Damn.
And this is the one.
Okay.
Don't give me the other ones.
This is the one. And he's got local ties because he did it against the Warriors, and I was at the game.
He did it against the Warriors.
He was like 19 years old. Actually, I can tell you exactly the year. It was like 2008. Something like that.
What's the left-handed point guard?
There you go.
But my mind
he
is
had the hot
trap. What's his name? The lefty.
When this
Brandon
guy comes
in. Oh, shoot.
Because.
Yeah.
Yes, Brandon Jennings.
Dude, he was. Dude,
people thought he was going to be better than Curry. Like, he might have. I need to look at the numbers, but I think he might have been rookie of the year.
He was not going to
tie. You're missing one, too.
Devin Booker, LeBron, and Brandon Jennings.
There's one more, according to what I'm looking at right here.
Oh, my goodness, Steiny. Well, now, you got a guru. Guess. Yeah. This might be worse.
Oh, boy. Let's go
active
with...
active player.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Steiny.
Oh, Luka. Jokic. Now, Jokic was older. I don't think I'm going to be able to get this.
He was on the Houston Rockets...
James Harden? No. That's dumb. Dumb guess. That was a dumb guess, Matt. You just said the first thing that came to your head that was dumb.
He had to leave the Houston Rockets to go overseas because of off-court incident.
Eddie Griffin?
Who's he?
Now he is back in the NBA.
What's his name?
Who?
Oh, he's not with Houston now, though. Oh, what's his name?
But he's still in the league.
Do you know what team he's on now?
That'll help us. Give it to him.
No, it won't.
He's on the Clippers now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he... I want to say Jalen Green, but that's not it.
No, he's obviously still with the Rockets.
I know. This guy scored 50?
I'm mad at you. Like, we know I know it.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah, give it to me.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Dude, wow!
He scored 50?
How could... KP.
Kevin, I have it right here. It says LeBron did it twice. Brandon Jennings, Kevin Porter Jr., and
Devin
Booker.
Kevin Porter Jr. What trouble did he get in? Oh, yeah, he had to. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Wow. Kevin Porter Jr.
How did you come across that?
It was just in the story.
Something from Wimby.
Yeah, it was in the story. I don't know how I missed it.
So how you assessing him, how he's growing, Wimby?
He's incredible. He's unbelievable.
He's always been that.
The future of the league. Mm. He's got a chance to be the greatest defender of all time. He could be the first guy to ever combine being a lockdown perimeter defender and a rim protector. He's unbelievable. League's got a problem with Victor Wembanyama.
Man, the Spurs are 5-6.
Yeah, that's a playoff team.
What's up
team
with
in
your
the
Minnesota
East.
Team? Hey, they lost back to back to Portland.
Oh my God,
dude! Evan couldn't. He couldn't resist.
I don't understand
like,
why you do this.
Minnie has a problem. I'm doing this for Evan.
Yeah,
they lost back. You know we thought Portland was tanking.
Portland is too young to tank. They
but
still
we
try.
Them trash. They beat them back
you know
to back.
And you know what? He's not here, so I'll kick him. Oh, Evan. Yeah, Evan wants to come down my road about the Minnesota Timberwolves. He thinks I don't remember stuff.
Oh,
remember this one from Evan? Oh, I tell you what's the easiest money in the NBA. What, Evan? The Rockets, 43 wins. No chance.
They
stink.
It's not over.
They're 8-4. They're 8-4, the Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how's that? Does that look like easy money now? Mouth.
Oh,
Giddings?
Man.
Oh, 415 said I'd take Chet over Wembanyama.
That's what NBA Today was doing. They were
out.
Before the fifth, they were trying to pit them together like, are we giving the wrong one all to... Yeah.
I mean, it's Bird Magic.
Out. But your boy has to get stronger, man. That's all. And he's still...
And most 20-year-olds do when they grow into a man's body.
God, he reminds me of Ralph Sampson.
He doesn't remind me of Ralph Sampson
he's
at all.
He's better than Ralph, but I'm just... The lanky and skinny. Ralph was a bad dude until they lost to Chaminade. Remember that?
He played in NBA Finals.
He did. The Twin Towers, which is by one of the greatest nicknames in sports. Two bigs, the Twin Towers. Almost like the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah.
Don't
I'm
get
not
mad because you
I'm
didn't get
mad.
Kevin Porter Jr.
I mean, it's like a man. Oh my God.
I can't believe he had one. You usually don't leave one. One fell out the bag. Carter, how did you know what?
I'm going to ask Carter. You know what? I can't believe I'm doing this, yeah. But when did he score 50?
Oh, I'll find that out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I did. Please.
This I was believe he did 16 it.
16 hours ago, what I was looking at.
Uh-oh. Who are you waving to?
I think he's in a bad mood.
Who?
Dibs.
Right. Well, remember, this is the part of the show that they never listen to. So if we want to...
Right.
Takes. Oh, God. Yeah. Is he really?
I just threw the thumbs up normally, and he just, yeah.
So Dibs just... Dibs,
we could tell.
Bay Area. Tell. Dibs just walked by, and Guru...
Didn't even look in.
Guru gave him the thumbs up.
Yeah, didn't even look in.
And yeah. Goo got crazy.
We'll be able to tell in 2 seconds.
Of course we will.
The Dibs meter.
Yeah. What?
Carter, you got it? Because I'm hoping.
It was when he was on the Rockets. It was 2 years ago, and he had 50 and 10 assists.
Damn.
Wow.
At the time, he was the youngest player to ever do it.
Oh. He still is. He still is, because Wemby was older, I think. But, wow.
Man, no. 50,
yeah, I could have been here all day and not gotten that one.
That was, man.
All right, Goo, let me throw this one at you.
I've been catching everything all day. Go ahead.
So the last Sunday on the Fox NFL show.
Oh, my gosh.
They did the show from a Naval Base in San Diego, military base, Navy. And
Can I stop you for 2 seconds? This was going to be my what's bugging you for tomorrow.
Oh.
That's how in-depth I went with this. But go, because we can do it. I didn't know you
just
knew
for
about
5 minutes.
All right, go ahead.
I can save it, and then you can have it for tomorrow.
No.
Okay. You'll come up with another one?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they played the national anthem on this naval base, and...
They were on a ship.
They were on
a
ship.
They do it yearly.
And the national anthem started, and a lot of people put their hand over their hearts.
All the hosts did.
Like the old Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Michael Strahan did not.
No, he didn't.
He had his hands together in front of him, like clasped. And people are actually upset.
They aren't upset. They want his head.
Well, that's a joke.
So I'm what? Sorry. How did you read it?
Because he was standing for the national anthem in a very respectful way.
And when did we get out of grade school to where you have to, as a grown up, I don't do it at the Warrior game. I stand up. That's the respect. When do you have to have your hand on your chest? What? When did that?
You know, it's like when you.
I thought you just get up and take your hat off.
Do you remember the old Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like that, only you do it for the national anthem.
Wow.
I mean, the last time
they
pledged allegiance.
They are coming for him. They want him to turn in his job.
Wouldn't go anywhere.
So what did you? Like, he wasn't sending another message. Like,
his dad was in the military.
Oh, that.
That's the other thing.
Oh man,
he comes from a military family. So
they are coming for
now.
Him,
according
Sonny.
To according to I saw this code.
He spoke to
it says that you know for that people should they should put their hand over their hearts. That's the word.
But he wasn't doing anything un-American.
Please.
Now if he came out and said I can't, you know what I mean.
But yeah, don't tell Guru that.
What happened?
Well, 925.
I don't have it up today.
And again, Johnson's wrong.
What happened?
The Twin Towers nickname was before the Samson and
but that's what
Elijah one.
I didn't say when it was.
Nah, you said they
was adopted. I said they called them the Twin Towers.
You said original.
I did not go KFC.
Yep.
I said the Twin Towers in
goes
my
back.
Life, Carter,
yep.
Were Ralph Sampson
yep.
And
hate to see it.
The Dream.
Yeah, but they weren't the first, like you said.
That's
that was UCLA. That was Jacksonville.
I don't
according
care.
To this guy.
I wasn't
no,
around.
You should care.
I wasn't around.
Well, you should.
No. Take that back.
Jacksonville had Twin Towers against a UCLA team
I
that
don't,
didn't have a
I'm
player
not saying
taller than
that.
6'7".
Dude, I don't.
Yeah, you're right, 925.
So how does Strahan
appreciate
fix
that.
This?
He doesn't.
He just spoke yesterday.
The one thing he did was posted a photo of his father.
That was, and that maybe
and,
that's
and,
all
and,
you need
and
to
he,
do.
He said it was Veterans Day, and he
you cannot
said, thank
win
you
in this life. You just can't. People will find.
You won. You look at the job you have.
But with who?
You won a contest and it changed the fortunes of your
you
career.
You didn't get but with who? I said, but look who I work with. That's an 8. Carter's laughing. Dude, you were giving me love and then I was like, you get it.
Well, if you haven't been listening to the whole show, this is going to make no sense to you. But if you have, you're going to get a chuckle out of it.
You stand by your seven when those guys come in here,
too. From the 282.
What?
I've been saying put Dobbs in the Wildcat in the red zone for weeks.
Dobbs.
Oh, my God.
If they didn't use it
that's
while
what I'm
McCaffrey
out
was out, they'll never use
that's
it.
That's what I'm coming out with Dibs and Willard.
No, we're coming out with we're coming out with the seven.
No, I'm coming out with Jew with Kyle
you can
Shanahan.
Come out whatever you come out with. I'm going to come out
that's
with
right.
I'll beat you to it.
Well, you can't because I'm the host.
Yeah, but soon
I talk first.
But you take a breath when you say, hey, it's time for the crossover.
That, and
then
the
I jump in.
Means.
Oh, there go Dibs. He's wondering why I'm over here. Well, he's not in a bad mood.
We don't know that.
No, he did, for him to do that, you got to read Dibs' language. It's not
you think
sign
I don't know Dibs' language?
Dibbers! Dude, what a great show. I told the boss we need to start having tip jars. Dude, well, I think with it, I'd have a few dollars.
It's funny you say that, Gary.
That's how I feel. Carter, I'd have a few dollars, man.
It's funny you say that because I was talking to Christy, part of our digital.
Okay. Yeah.
And I told
her. You're making all the rounds these days.
I told her that I am going to go ask for a raise. I am.
You do that in writing.
Okay. I'll do it in writing.
Yeah.
So, have you noticed this? Well, you probably did. You've never noticed it because you don't get in until about 9:30.
But people, so, it's not true.
So anyway, I get here about 8, and
please.
You know, it's a different kind of office. And when you walk into the office, you're immediately in like a lunchroom or an open area, an
right.
atrium,
yes.
an atrium,
right.
And
we use it as our office.
Right, but yeah. I use it as the office longer periods of time. So I'll get in at 8 o'clock, and I'll sit at the table in the atrium doing my prep. And one by one, the entire staff comes in.
Right.
And every time they come in, I say, hey, good morning. Hey, Megan, how you doing? Hey, Catherine. Hey, Randy. Morning. I'm like a greeter at Walmart.
Right, right.
They get paid. They get paid. And what I do for morale in those moments can't be categorized. It can't be. But people walk into this building in a mood. Steiny says, good morning. And you know what? Productivity ensues.
You came down my road in front of Evan because you said I should be a greeter at the mall
because
I say good morning to everybody.
That's because you do it when we're all together, and you do it to show off. And I just do it because I want to welcome people into the building.
Dude, you are, boy, man. Mm. The one and only, man.
262 says, hey, Goo, you know the Chiefs put Wentz in near the goal line.
Man, the undefeated Chiefs.
Yeah,
I'm just for the sake of our ears, just sure. Let the Dobbs in the red zone
no.
go.
Nope.
You're going to run it in the
nope.
ground.
I'll tell you what.
Dude, I just, the things that
what.
Get you off, man.
I'll tell you what. Don't let Kyle put Dobbs in inside the 10.
Why would you need him?
Because
you got McCaffrey.
Because your
Kittle.
Quarterback is a 7.
Well, stop. Dude, I can't wait for that. Tim Jordan.
Dobbsy!
Just stick by your number.
I'll tell you what, Purdy's a couple interceptions away from being a couple interceptions away.
You give Seattle a chance at all.
I'm sorry, what?
You give Seattle a chance at all this Sunday. I know we'll get into it more.
Yes, I do, Goo. I give them a chance.
Yeah. At this point, there's not. Dallas had a chance.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Fun show. It's about to change.
Is that Dibs back there?
That's Dibs.
Dibbers!
Dibbers!
Dibbers! Hey, baby!
Dibs.
He's wondering what the...
Dibs!
Technical stuff got me over
Dibs.
Here.
Yeah,
right. He's wondering about
we're
his
just,
seat.
We're just trying to buy time till break. Dibs! All right.
What happened? What's going on?
A little malfunction with the technical.
We'll tell you in about 6 minutes.
Right. And so we wait until 1:40 for your boy the Dibber to find out about it?
Now that's the above our pay grade.
148.
Oh no.
Hey,
that
dude,
segment,
he's got that down.
We gotta go to a break. And then Willard and Dibs join us. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
Now, Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. How you guys doing? What are you thinking? What's going down?
Hello. Well, Kevon Looney's going to be on in about a half hour or so.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. It's about to go down.
You nervous, okay. Dibs, because he said your picks stink.
That's right.
And that's fine. And they do. Okay. And we'll lead with that. All right. And you can think that. And I'm just two games below 500. And I'm going to ask Kevon, of my 28 picks this year, which one did you think stunk the most?
You should ask him who he likes tonight.
No, and I will.
You should ask him who he likes tomorrow night.
Of course he won't. He'd know, but it would be a fun answer.
It would be fun, and we're going to do the big finish with Kevon.
Okay.
And it's Mark's bit, but I haven't taken it over, but I've prided myself in, crafting topics. And
no, you've done well. It was a delegation sensation. I like it. I can tell you're sort of like, is it okay? I'm like, it's okay.
And I'm into
it. You're doing
it
great.
And you're super busy, and so I think about it, and I'm like, you know what? Big finish, and we have two topics, and one of them is Splash Brothers.
Okay.
And one of them is Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
That's nice.
And, you know, each of the subset is completely different than what you would think, and so I wonder what he'll pick when he comes on at 2.
It'll be like a couple years ago. The show from Chase.
Come on, when he's ready.
The Warriors' road record was horrible, and Stein was like, they don't know their road record.
No, it was their overall record.
And the only two that knew was Looney and Curry.
Brother, these guys are so in the weeds. I know it's a different sport. FP would tell me that, you'd get on the plane after a series, and they would all look at, the manager, and would be like, where are we going? Like, you're in Philly.
Come on,
you play a three-game series. Somebody gets your bag. You shower. Somebody drives you to a plane. You get on the plane. Somebody feeds you, and you look at the guy next to you and go, where are we going?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what Bird said that, too, about travel.
I don't know where the hell they're going.
He said, you know, I always knew where we were coming from, but I never really knew where we were going.
Man, that is
who are we playing tomorrow?
And the other one is when you go to the hotel and you go to room 1104, and that was the last hotel, and then you look at your card, which has no room on it, and you're my God.
Well, now as a broadcaster in the minor leagues, and this was a small league, there's only 8 cities.
Yeah.
But yes, 76 games in 79 nights. It would happen a lot where you would wake up in a hotel room and you had to start going, all right, where am I?
Wow, right. Man.
Where am I? What time is it? Because
did you get a per diem?
Coaches,
but
coaches
I'm in
per
people's
diem.
Pockets?
Yeah, oh, man.
How much did you make for those games?
I'll tell you. They paid me, so it was almost every day.
Okay.
So in 30 games. And I was broadcaster 2. I wasn't broadcaster 1.
So there's a difference in that.
I guess. Yeah. I didn't ask him what he made, but they offered me $1,500 a month.
Okay.
I was 22. $1,500 a month. And then, yes, you got coaches per diem, which meant that at the start of every road trip, as you got on the bus, you got an envelope. And I think coaches per diem was $30 a day. And those road trips were usually 5 days. So you'd also get $150 cash every time you got on the bus.
Cash Monet.
That was usually gone by day one.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. That was how it worked.
It's good living.
It might be gone actually by the end of the bus trip, because I told you about bus trip roulette, right?
No.
I'll tell you about bus trip.
I love this story.
Bus trip roulette was my favorite game. So if you look at the spokes of a bus wheel, there are 10 little bolts. And so you had to, now obviously we had more than 10 people on the bus, so you almost had to compete to get in the game. But somebody would always take control at the start of the bus trip. Who wants in on bus trip roulette? And it would be either 5 or 10, or if they're really feeling it after a win, maybe you'd throw in $20, bus trip roulette. And the rule was, put all the money, whoever's going to hold it, and then the next time the bus stops, the really funny one was sometimes the bus would get started and we would just drive down the street to pick up snacks.
But it stopped.
Right away, bus stops. And you all, what you would do is take a Sharpie and number each of the 10 bolts.
The lug nuts.
I'm not a hardware guy. Anyway, whatever those little things are.
Shout out NASCAR.
You number them with a Sharpie 1 through 10. And then when the bus stops, you run out. And you look at which one of the numbered nuts is highest.
Pay me.
Whichever's highest wins all the cash.
All the cash.
Man. All of it.
Pay me.
And then so you would do that 2 or 3 times. It was really good to try to win the overnight one, because you could just lie because half the dudes were asleep.
Oh, look at you.
You'd wake up and you'd be like, my number one. We stopped in the middle of nowhere to go to the bathroom, and you lost money.
Yeah. Yeah. Per diems have always fascinated me, and so
in what way, Stein?
I'll tell you exactly in what way. So the NBA, I just looked. So about these envelopes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say the Warriors, they were just on a road trip.
Five games.
Let's just say 7 days.
Okay. They probably got a per day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's NBA, not per game. It's per day.
An NBA. No, it's per day.
Yeah.
That's why it's per diem.
Per
diem is day in Latin. Okay.
Do you want to do like game show music on what the per day would be?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You have the answer?
I know the per diem in the NBA.
And this is the player per diem.
Correct.
It's probably different than the coach's per diem.
Probably.
Because in the minor leagues, the coach's per diem was more than the player per diem.
And he loves this, Randy, so thank you.
I imagine it to be the other way around in the NBA. That the player per diem is more than the coach.
NBA player per diem, which is Latin for per day, and thank you for that.
Per Steiny.
Yes, which is not Latin. Per Steiny actually translates to per Steiny, but I'm going to say $250 per diem.
Per day.
It's a little high.
Oh, why'd you... I'm going 150.
That's unfair.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
156.
Oh, 156?
You could have let Mark guess.
But man,
what kind of game show host are you?
I'm terrible.
Mark would have gone 156. Mark's the kind of guy who would have gone 151.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Still for sure. Too high.
I love the Price is Right.
So, like, think about this for a minute.
He blew the bit.
The team comes in one by one. Yeah. And back in the day, it was the athletic trainer, Tom Abdenauer, who would hand out the envelopes. And so, here's an envelope to Steph Curry. With $1,092 in it.
Boom.
Here's another envelope for Draymond Green with $192 cash
in
it.
You mean $1,092?
$1,092.
It's funny because Mike
Green at the beginning of the
is
trip.
Actually outside the bus screaming, bang!
But here's the kicker.
$1,000.
They get they go into a trip. Here's $1,000 in cash.
Yep.
Every meal is already accounted for.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they can have a team breakfast anytime they want. On the plane.
Wow, man.
They have meals on the plane. Food on the plane.
Wow.
They have spreads in the locker room after the game. So the rookies, a lot of the rookies are guys
they
put that in their back pocket and they just...
Those are wages, not wedges.
Exactly.
Wages.
Well, two words, pusoy dos is where that goes.
That's
if you're
amazing,
a giant.
Man.
That thing goes right to the card game. And I remember my days doing arena football, San Jose SaberCats. You get a 2-day trip, and I'm just out there trying to like make my way and do play by play. And thank God that Fitz was busy doing Warrior games. And you know, they give you an envelope, and it's like $180. And I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible! I got $180 in cash for 2 days in Tulsa.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly spend this in Tulsa.
We got to share with you the theme of the show, because my man is special, and I wasn't letting you get out of here without this. But we need you two to give us some numbers. And Brock Purdy threw 8 games or 9 games.
Can I phrase it? Can I ask a question a little? Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about. You guys got Looney?
Sorry, no. Kevon Looney is going to crash our party.
Oh.
I just hope that's okay. So go ahead. Keep chatting.
Yeah.
Kevon Looney.
We know him.
Looney's going to come on right now in the middle of the crossover.
Cool.
Yeah,
Looney.
Go ahead. You guys can jump in with us.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I got Kevon Looney being overwhelmed. He very seldom gets double teamed.
Yep.
And now there's going to be 4 guys swarming him. Looney's got trouble brewing.
Loon dog.
We'll see if he can handle it.
Yep.
We'll see if he can handle it. Tell him we want to still do the big finish with him, though.
No doubt.
Randy.
No doubt. He's on the phone
stop
right now.
Making dinner plans with the guy.
No, he's talking to Raymond Ritter.
Stoney, we'll leave it too.
Lucas, the director of sports, is like at Starbucks.
You can stay. We got Kevon Looney.
Is he up? Is he ready?
Hey, Kevon, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Loon, why don't you just take over the lead here because it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not leaving.
No, I'm not.
You're not leaving.
Kevon Looney?
Yes, joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than Kevon Looney. Have you ever been interviewed by 4 different media dorks at once, Kevon?
No, I haven't. It's my first time. So
look at that.
It's a new thing. Y'all be all in there too, at one time.
So tell us about a 12-man rotation. And the sustainability of this and how the guys are handling that as a group.
I think everybody's handling it well. It's a little different. You know, everybody wants to play a lot of minutes, but I think everybody's been sacrificing and buying in. We've been winning games, and we've been, you know, playing our style of basketball, which is playing fast and you know, really pushing the pace. And so everybody knows when they go out there, they just got to play as hard as they can and for their little, for their time that they're getting. So it's been cool. I think it's sustainable. You know, it's a long season. It's going to be ups and downs. Guys are going to be in and out of the lineup with injuries and different things like that. So we're deep, and we just got to stay ready and, you know, just keep buying in.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a four-man radio rotation, and we do this every day at 1:45, Kevon. And, you know, sometimes it's my day, sometimes it's Guru. And, you know, I kind of feel like I'm the Kevon Looney of this little segment because some days I'm a monster, some days I lay back. How do you, as Kevon Looney, and, well, the Kevon Looney of the Warriors, how do you pick your spots and realize when it's your game and maybe when it's not your game?
I think that's more on the coaches. It's going to be my game or not. I try to just go out there. When I get my time, I try to make the most of it, try to have an impact. I kind of can, you know, tell by how the matchups are if I'm going to be used more. But I just try to go out there and just be me to the best of my ability. And hopefully it works out for me. And in the last couple games, has been I played last game a lot. The game before, I didn't get in at all. So you got to stay ready and stay sharp mentally.
Hey, Loon, I got to do this for my son. We forget basketball. It's about hair. We go back to when you had waves and the low cut. But now you're long, hair long like Rapunzel. Can you give my son some tips? Because he see you at the free throw line. He like, Dad, I'm trying to get like Loon. You out there banging. How many years have you been letting it grow?
Man, I think it's my third year.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.